From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello, it's nice to have you join us this afternoon for the Wednesday edition of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, I'll be completing our series of studies into the Psalm 1. First, here's the Daybreak Singers singing Charles Wesley's great hymn, Arise, My Soul, Arise.
My soul, arise, shake off thy guilty fears. Thy bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne, my surety stands. Before the throne, my surety stands. He ever lives to intercede, His all-redeeming love, His precious blood to plead. His blood for sin did once atone, His blood for sin did once atone.
This afternoon I shall complete the study in which we have been engaged on the Psalm 1. Therefore we shall turn to this portion of God's Word for our scripture reading. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. I have constantly emphasized over the past 5 weeks that this psalm teaches us how we can be happy. The inspired writer was describing an individual he named simply as the blessed man, and the word blessed means to be happy. Actually, in the original Hebrew Bible, the word blessed is written in the plural. Therefore, the man whom the psalm describes is not merely happy, but he has many happinesses. This is a state of utopia we would each of us wish to enjoy. Therefore, we do well to consider the secret to true happiness from this psalm. We have discovered the characteristics of the happy man from verse 1. He is defined by what he does not do, where he refuses to go, and whom he will not socialize with. Verse 2 shows us the craving of the happy man. His constant source of enjoyment is the Bible. We also notice the conquest of the happy man in verse 3. His life is successful because he enjoys the blessing of the Holy Spirit at all times. Verses 4 and 5 highlight the contrast with the happy man, because those who are ungodly live continually in the doldrums of misery, awaiting the terrible visitation of God's wrath. Last week we looked at the comfort for the happy man. While the Christian has much in life that ordinarily induces discontentment, he can be happy and at peace through it all, because the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. This afternoon I would like you to think about the greatest example of happiness. Ultimately, the blessed man of the Psalm 1 is none other than the Son of God. Please think about the Christ who is the happy man today. Firstly, I would like to talk to you about the purity of Christ's character. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Christ's entire life was marked by outstanding personal purity. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 26, our Lord is described in these terms: "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners and made higher than the heavens." Throughout his 33 years upon this earth, he did not sin because he could not sin. His reputation was beyond reproach. He had the most beautiful, fragrant character that any individual ever enjoyed. Dear listener, will you not take time today to think about the Lord Jesus Christ? The best way to live is to take Jesus as your leader and your guide. Charismatic and dynamic leaders who managed to win the support of the masses dominate world history. Some of these leaders have been religious, others have been political. Some have been forces for good, others forces for evil. Each great world leader, however, has one uniting characteristic. They are mere men with weaknesses as well as strengths. This is what makes Jesus Christ so refreshingly different. There is not an historical record which can substantiate his flaws, because he had none. When the charges against him were brought, the Jewish Sanhedrin had to falsify evidence, using witnesses who perjured themselves. When Pilate, the Roman governor, was presented with the prisoner, he knew in his heart that here was an innocent man, but he lacked the courage to move against the crowd. One of the foundations of the gospel message, which took the world subsequently by storm, was this very fact, that the Lord Jesus Christ was totally pure. Will you not become a follower of Jesus today? Secondly, please think about the path of Christ's consecration. Christ fulfilled the second verse of the Psalm 1. We are told here concerning this blessed man that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Jesus was one who was totally devoted to the Scriptures. He was devoted to knowing the Scriptures. When Satan tempted him, he answered the devil on each occasion by quoting from the Old Testament. Remember this, Christian friend. Knowledge of God's word will enable you to withstand the devil. Good Bible knowledge creates strong Christians. Weak Bible knowledge creates weak Christians. The Lord was also devoted to preaching the word of God. We are told in the gospel how he read the Scriptures to the people, and on many occasions he used the Bible as his textbook when he taught the people. It is important to attend a place where the word is preached, because Christ sanctified the institution of preaching the message of the Bible by preaching the word of God himself. Most importantly, however, Jesus Christ lived out the word of God by consecrating himself to it wholeheartedly. The Psalm 40 verses 7 and 8 refers to our Saviour coming into the world with the following attitude. "Then said I, Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart." To follow the word of the Father meant obedience unto death, even the death of the cross, as Paul expressed it in Philippians 2 verse 8. When the Lord suffered and agonized upon Calvary's cross, he did so willingly, because he lived out the scriptures in word and deed. Even though he was in pain, he was happy. He was at peace with himself, as the nails pierced his hands and his feet, because he knew that as a result of his blood shedding, he would bring a people to heaven to be with himself. Therefore, Hebrews 12 and 2 states those marvelous words, "Who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." Thirdly, I would like to share with you the power of Christ's conquest. The third verse prophesies of the victory of Christ's life, because whatsoever he did was prosperous. In his life he had power over the depths, because even the wind and the seas obeyed him. He had power over the demons, delivering numerous individuals from the grip of Satan. He had power over disease, enabling the blind to see, the deaf to hear, the lame to walk, and the dumb to speak. And he had power over death by raising three different corpses to life on three separate occasions before witnesses. His greatest conquest, however, occurred on the morning of the third day after his crucifixion, when Peter and John discovered the vacant tomb, because Christ had risen victorious. Christ was resurrected because his Father accepted his death for us. We today can have life because our Lord was able to tear away the bars and chains of death, and therefore because he lives, we can live also. This highlights the real secret of happiness. Perhaps you've been listening to these messages and you've been thinking, "That's all very well, but I could never be the kind of person you describe." Yes, I agree with you. You cannot be happy, and I cannot be happy either in and of myself. But in Christ, the one who died and rose again for you, that's where happiness begins. He came in order that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. I would urge you today to put your faith in the Lord, and he can make you the happy person of Psalm 1. Will you not come and take the Lord today as your Saviour?
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.